Heartwood by James Lee Burke. It would be easy to say we resented Earl Dietrich because he was rich. Maybe to a degree we did. He grew up in River Oaks down in Houston, in an enormous white mansion set up on a hillock surrounded by shade trees. Its size and seclusion separated it even from the Midas levels of wealth that characterized his few neighbors. But our problem with him was not simply his money. He was an officer on leave from the army when he came to the town of Deaf Smith up in the Texas Hill Country, where the working classes wrestled drill bits and waited tables and the new rich chewed on toothpicks at the country club. He used his wealth to hold up a mirror to our inadequacies and take Peggy Jean Murphy from our midst, then brought her back to us as his wife and possession, almost as though she were on display. Peggy Jean Murphy, who was heartbreakingly beautiful, who lived in our dreams, who commanded such inclusive respect the roughest kids in the West End dared not make a loose remark about her, lest they be punched senseless by their own.